listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 38 of the Lifted Life Podcast. How are you doing today, Tim? I've never asked you that on air.
I'm good.
Good.
I had to stop and think, because that's my new kind of mantra. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but that's my new approach to when people ask me, to literally stop and think and actually say with meaning, I'm good.
Right.
If and I'm good.
What like, if you're not lying, but... what if you're not doing the hottest of the day? You think you should just say you're so great and manifest
it?
That
hasn't happened yet. No one's asked me when I was not that I haven't had a good day. No one's asked me that, but I think what I'm going to try to do is think of one positive thing to say about my day. There's got to be one thing.
I like that. I was listening to a podcast and someone, before they even got started, they're like, how are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I've never thought to ask my co-host how he's doing.
You did kind of throw me off.
I know. I didn't even
this
warn you.
This is about me. This is about you.
Okay. So today we are jumping right into episode 38. And the topic of today is called Important But Not Urgent. And this whole thing kind of stems from the Eisenhower Matrix, which you will probably want to Google and look up, because if you're a visual type learner, the way I'm about to explain it will probably hurt your brain. I don't even know if I should try. It's basically just four simple squares, one square that's been divided into four squares, and have I lost you yet?
No, it's called a quadrant, a matrix, if you will.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the Eisenhower Matrix. Mm-hmm. Four quadrant square that's divided up in one row, one column. Oh, everybody's really cringing. It says...
You know I'm an engineer, right? This is like my language.
I know, and I'm like, quick, help, bullets. I'm sweating bullets. One side is about urgency, and the other is about importance. And so if something is urgent and important, it's in one of those quadrants, and you should do it. If something is urgent but not important, what's that mean? You've got to delegate it, I think, is what the key of this thing says. Essentially though, what I want to talk to you about more than anything today is this area, this quadrant. No, what's the square in the quadrant called?
Section?
Yes. The section of your life, which is important, but not urgent. So essentially something that matters to you, but people aren't waiting for you to do it. People aren't freaking out. There's not a fire to put out. It's just something that's maybe burning a fire inside of you. And so I have a few examples of things that for me personally are important but not urgent. And most of those fall under the category of my creativity and the way that I unwind and the way I reconnect to my true self. And creative pursuits are my favorite way to do that, especially writing. And one of the things I love to do is write poems. And it's kind of funny because I don't even think I've told you this, but when people tell me like writing poems, I kind of feel like, I don't want to read your poems. But there's poets that I really love their work. Mary Oliver is one, for instance, and she has this kind of way about her poems that slows you down, brings you into the present, has a little edge of inspiration and a whole lot of nature inspired themes. And it's kind of something that I aspire to as well, to truly inspire with and slow down and to bring presence to our busy lives. So anyway, funny enough that I don't, when someone says I don't really like poetry, I'm like, yeah, me neither. It's weird. But then I'm like, yes, I do. Actually, there's just such a wide variety of poetry. And so many of us had to read really old fashioned type poetry.
How can you say poetry? I just think roses are red, violets are blue.
Right.
Like, that's what I think of poetry.
Right. And so there's so many different.
You don't see it that way, or you don't.
I don't, but I get that other people do, and sometimes I still do too. Well,
even our daughter asked you at lunch today. She's like, you were telling someone that you were writing a poem at lunch today, and they said, did it rhyme? And you're like, no.
No. And she's like,
I was thinking the same thing. Did it rhyme?
No, they don't usually rhyme. So anyway, I digress. But the main idea is that writing poems is important to me, but it's not urgent that I know of. No one is waiting for their next breath of air for me to write this book of poetry that I'm working on now.
Let's see if I understood this. Mm-hmm. So you explain the quadrants. There's four quadrants. And if you go clockwise, starting at the left, top left, you have not important, not urgent.
Well, this has it as important and urgent on the top left.
Oh, so, okay. So the category where they're both true is the top left.
Yeah.
And as you work your way around the court, you're losing one, you're gaining one, you're losing one. And then at the last one, like they're not important, not urgent. What quadrant are you hanging out in? Or what are you talking about right now?
Most people hang out in the urgent quadrant. And it can be urgent and important or urgent but not important. And I'm saying, I'm inviting mm-hmm. people to create space in their life for the important but not urgent.
Because it's funny you say that because I've never thought about it in the quadrant since. But there's things, like for me it's programming. You as poetry, for me it's programming. Like I like to program. I actually think it's fun mm-hmm. and it's important to me. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes I make it urgent because that way... I can justify that I can sit up here and do this all day. Uh-huh. You're downstairs taking care of the kids, doing whatever, but this is important and urgent. Uh-huh. Like in my mind, I just now realize that that's what I'm doing is I'm putting it in that category and like, well, of course it's important and urgent. So I get a pass to hang out here all day. I don't do anything.
Well, let's just stop for a second. So if there's this idea that maybe I wrote a book of poems and my publisher says, okay, I need you to get these edits back to me by noon, then I'm working on the poetry and it's urgent and important. Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about now is a self-created project, mm-hmm. a personal project. There's no one waiting for this. Nobody even knows about it. It's similar with our Lifted brand and our Lifted products. I'm continually researching and doing product development type research and all sorts of things in the realm of new products that current customers don't even know about. And so it can't possibly be urgent to them. Like no one's bothering me to do this, but it's important because I know there's other things we can create that can help people. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm inviting you to make programming important, but not urgent. Release the urgency and allow yourself for it just to be important to you because you matter.
So that's where I was going with that is, I have a tendency to make it fit in the quadrant that's important, urgent. And I think I get less done because I'm like, it's urgent. Mm-hmm. I got to get this done. And I think the quadrant you're talking about hanging on where it's important to me, but take the urgency away. I think I'm more efficient when I work in that way.
Yeah. Just create space around this matters to me. Mm-hmm. I think so often. That's
enough. The urgency is in your situation irrelevant.
Right. And it's about enjoyment and it's mm-hmm. about service potentially, but within this space of leisure. And I don't think it's at all lackadaisical or lazy to not apply the urgency. I think some things need that space to grow. And when you apply urgency to everything, then you're just in this rush around, busy achievement culture that doesn't honor the sowing or the reaping, more of the stagnant times that look like you're not producing things, but really it's this fertile void is what I've heard it called before mm-hmm. by Kate Northrup. That's kind of a realm she dug into. It was pretty cool. So yeah, I think for me more than anything, what I wanted to do with this episode is challenge our listeners to maybe even create a list, my list of important but not urgent. So what might go on that list? Programming tops the charts for you and writing poetry tops the charts for me. Below that for me, I have writing in my journal and even just going on walks. Yeah, you could say, is it suddenly me going on a walk going to make my health immediately improved? No, but it's important in the long term. It's not urgent, but it's important. So I have that on there. Designing a new space that I can read and relax in. I just mentioned that to you before we went live here. I'm like, you know, I really would like a space away from a TV, away from distractions where you can just kick your feet up, not on a bed because I want my bed to be for sleeping, you know, but that's not urgent at all, but it's important to me. And a lot of times we don't prioritize things that are simply important to us. We let the world tell us what matters and what to do next. And so my encouragement to you today, Lifted Lifer, is to make a list of what's important to me. Important, but not necessarily urgent.
So, question for you. I know today, I think it was today, you were watering the flowers in the back. And between water can fills, you were working on your poetry.
Yeah.
Is that how you make it not urgent, because you're kind of multitasking it through, or that just your preferred workflow? Or,
well, it's really, there's so much meta irony, because I was writing a poem about the watering, but also before I did that, I had done my makeup. So the watering can's really big, so it takes a while to fill up. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, why wouldn't you just use a hose? Well, the hose is hooked up to water the yard, because yeah, we've been working really hard to have pretty grass for once in our life. So in order to get these 11 plants that I have against our fence row watered, I've been filling the watering can, but it's a big watering can that takes a while. And true to my nature as an Enneagram 7, I get bored really easily. And so, it's not necessarily like that I can't handle being bored. It's just that when I'm bored, I find myself doing the next thing. So in between watering, which is this kind of slow process, I did my makeup, and then I took the water out and I dumped it. And then I did my hair, and then I dumped it. And then I found myself saying, I feel a poem emerging. And a lot of times when I'm doing something and there's a little bit of the words are swimming around in my head and I start to catch a rhythm, that's when I grab my paper and I start to write it down, because the words plus the rhythm is what makes it poetry for me. And so I didn't feel like, although it's funny when I have that happen, the words and the rhythm, it feels urgent that I write it down. Otherwise, I'll forget it. So it's crossing this unique territory, but it's still just important to me that I write down the sounds.
And I think the quadrant thing is nice and it's a general idea, but I don't think it's that discreet. Like, you're in this quadrant. You can be in both quadrants. You can be on the line. You can dance back and forth. Like,
right.
You're not necessarily locked into a quadrant, but...
But most people,
but you're saying dance prioritize, in that realm.
And most people only prioritize things that have an urgency to them.
Yeah.
So responding to an email. Well, what about writing a story? There's no urgency there, because it's just creative endeavors are just, they have a different pace to them. And so, and programming fits into the realm of that. It's kind of like if you decide to bake a cake because it brings you joy. You don't have a party to go to. You didn't tell someone you'd bring a cake. There's no urgency. But if it's important to you to try out that new recipe, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this a little bit offline, but for me, I don't know, somewhere I was taught or learned or inherited the work super hard and force your way through it and make it happen. And I think I found recently that it's better for me to, when that I feel that coming on, like, persevere, push, eventually I'll figure it out. Just stop, walk away, go for a walk, do something else, come back, and usually it's solved quickly. So I'm trying to think how that fits into urgency.
It is tricky. Because you and I will even disagree about whether you should get into that higher vibe state and do the work, or if the work needs to get done, you just do it and don't overthink it and just allow yourself to make the magic as you go.
I personally feel like the quality of work is totally different. So,
but sometimes you're just watering the plants. Like, I didn't have to write a poem in between buckets. I could have been distracted the whole time, and I might have stepped in dog poo, and I might have left the door open and let a bug in, and all these distractions might have happened should I have been low energy during this pursuit. But the flowers just want their water. So there's times where I'm like, let's just get the job done.
That's the question. Are you trying to get the job done or get it done and with high quality? I guess it depends what you're doing.
Yeah. Do you think the flowers are like, this is low quality water? Now, water is a tricky thing.
Technically, you could have gave the flowers Berkey water. Then it would have been a lot better.
Okay. But what about even the idea that water picks up on energy? So if you say, you stupid water, you filthy, dirty water, you're nothing but a idiot water. And then they magnify it, and there's ugly crystals versus beautiful crystals when you speak lovingly. So this is a weird example that suddenly took a really weird turn. But I think sometimes you just do the work. You don't make drama about it. I don't wait until I'm really inspired to have a nice, clean living room. I just move the crap to where it needs to go, and then I move on to the next thing. And I just think sometimes overthinking it and making it a big, it's called mind drama, and it just slows you down. But and I mean, I think this is an interesting topic to discuss, but more than anything, I want to loop back to this idea. I have an ongoing list of important but not urgent, and you can easily name programming, but what else qualifies for you as important but not urgent? I mean, surely some of the things you do with your health prioritize.
Yeah. I guess it's not urgent, but like I have my morning routine that I really like to do, and I recently have been leaving a couple things out just to see if I need them or don't need them, and I do feel off not doing them. But what I don't want is where it gets into this rut and this habit where I'm just doing it to get the job done.
To do the check mark.
Yeah, to do the check mark. It can't be for that. So I don't know if that falls in that category.
It's important to you, and I don't think it's urgent. It's not like if you don't do it, something's not going to work.
Recently, I've been reading a lot of just different kind of books. And I would
Personal development?
It would fit in personal development, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some a little bit financial, but it kind of blends personal development, a little bit of woo-woo stuff, and financials. That would probably, it's important to me, cause but I don't think it's urgent.
Yeah, so reading, I think, is a total important, but not urgent. It's not like you're reading a manual on how to fix the microwave.
I'm not reading that, no. I would read that, though. That's something I would probably read.
Listen, but people, our microwave blew up, and we haven't had one, and I'm like, look, I'm crunchy. I don't even need a microwave, because that's like microwaves that, wait, what am I trying to say?
Radiation waves.
Yeah. Like, that's not even natural or good for us. But man, oh man, there's a couple times where you just, you know, nuke it real quick and you can't. So we still just don't have one. But let's just say we had.
It is by choice. I'm always clear every time someone comes over, you have a microwave? It's by choice. It's not that we can't afford to buy a microwave. We chose to not have
one. For more on that topic of that phrase, can't afford, and how it makes me cringe and I don't say it,
we just opened a Patreon account for a microwave.
No. GoFundMe. But it is tricky because it fits in a little slot. And so it's not like you can just go buy any microwave. We would need the right size microwave.
Stories again, right?
We just have to decide if we're going to see what it's like without a microwave. So anyway, let's just say that I told everyone, come over at 4 o'clock. We're having a microwave party. And then we're like, oh no, we don't have a microwave. And I hand you the microwave manual. That's reading as well, but it has an urgency. Right. So what you're talking about is reading for growth, for fun, for knowledge, for insight and wisdom, etc. So programming fits the bill of important, but not urgent. Reading, do you have anything else that you want to add or... No.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure you're going to tell me something I forgot.
No, I just have my own little list of things. I actually wrote this podcast is important, but not urgent. What do you think?
I want it to be that way. I don't want to produce anything out of urgency. I'd rather skip a week, which we haven't done.
I was going to say, if we skipped a week, you would not like that.
No, but I'd rather skip a week than produce something that we're not high vibe and wanting to do.
Yeah. But we haven't had to do that, luckily. I think it's gotten easier and better.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was really hard to get you to press record.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I would have to sometimes lie to him. Like, well, we can just press record and record it, and maybe we can delete it if it's not good. You think I'm doing this twice? Forget about it. Those are all mind tricks. Can you
imagine doing this twice?
No, I can't. I mean, we would talk about, it would have a different flow to it for sure, because I can't just repeat things, parrot them the same way. Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't even know what I said. So anyway, this week we are challenging you to look up the Eisenhower Matrix so that you can actually make decent sense of it versus just hearing me try to explain it, and then begin to evaluate what things in your life are important to you and prioritize them. Now, before we go, I'd love to thank this week's sponsor, which is our mood boosting blend. That's right. It's not a probiotic. It's a blend. It's a vitamin mineral combo that we haven't talked about in a long, long time. And here's why. We were going to phase it out because it wasn't selling as much as our probiotics. We kind of stopped giving it attention. We had mixed feelings on exactly who it does and does not need vitamin D. There was the realization that I really wished I had put K2 in the mix, because if you're taking vitamin D, you're going to want K2 to go with it. But I was really apprehensive about adding any extra ingredients from the base formula that I had come up with. But I continued to do my research and decided to pivot and say, look, it needs K2. I really believe D3 and K2 belong together. I don't even think I have it in me to do this whole relaunch and revamp. Let's
The cult following that kept calling, begging, emailing, please, please don't.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to discontinue it. Yeah. And then that's when everyone started saying, I didn't realize there were so many people that loved it so much, to be honest with you. And not everybody who loves it writes a review, which is unfortunate. You got to write reviews for us people, because it really helps us to know which products to keep. And Kristen B wrote an amazing review of the Mood Boosting Blend Yellow Label, not a probiotic. It's a vitamin mineral blend. And here's what she said. First of all, she gave us 5 stars and titled this review Devoted Customer to Lifted Naturals. And she said, I've taken this product for over a year, and in December, I found out I was pregnant. By the way, talk to your doctor before taking any supplements when you're pregnant or any other time.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I really think this product, along with a mood-boosting probiotic, are why my mental health and anxiety have been much more manageable and no yucky side effects like when I was on medications in the past. Another disclaimer, we're not saying don't take medications. Don't suddenly stop taking your medications. Talk to your doctor. During pregnancy, I really think this supplement has helped, as I've had no leg cramps like my friends warned me about that I could suffer from. Talking to a doctor about that pregnancy ailment is usually a sign of magnesium deficiency. Thank you again, Lifted Naturals, for also being really caring people who care about their customers' well-being and wellness. I really hope the world catches on how beneficial these supplements are, and I'll do my best to keep trying to get the word out. Oh, isn't that nice?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kristen B. So that was all about the Mood Boosting Blend, which is, as I said, a vitamin and mineral combo of vitamin D, vitamin K2, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin C. And then it has some bioflavonoids in it to help the vitamin C to really do its thing. And no added fillers, no icky ingredients. Just the good stuff that you want. No B vitamins in that, even though it is a mood boosting blend. Everyone reacts differently to B vitamins, so I didn't even want to dance with that in this combo. But magnesium is a natural relaxation mineral. Vitamin D deficiency can be the cause of a lot of mental health issues. And then the K2 helps that D to work, and it also does all sorts of amazing things for heart health. So it's just an added perk of that. So anyways, we love that you listen to our show, but we do have to do that little shout out to make sure you know what the Lifted brand kind of started as. So go check out the Mood Boosting Blend over on our shop.liftednaturals.com. Any other closing words about importance or urgency or anything like that?
No, but I think I got from that I need to make a list of what's important but not urgent.
Yeah.
My list seemed a little bit short.
Yeah, and I think everyone does. It's a really great practice. And if you do make a list, tag us over on Instagram and put it in your stories at Lifted Naturals, and we would love to see what is important to you. Thanks a lot for listening. Have an amazing week, and we will see you next week.
Bye.